This is a CKTZ News Update. The Cortez Island Women's Resource Center was established in early 2019. Founder and director Tanya Henk says the center serves a primary function for women in need.
We certainly do work bridging women in crisis with our sister organization, the Campbell River and North Island Transition Society. And that's where our safe homes and our regular, every 2 weeks, there's counseling services that are available for women experiencing or who have experienced domestic abuse.
Henk says the center provides a broad range of additional services.
So we're looking forward to having more workshops and programming at the center. That's one of our focuses right now, is to acquire some funding money for that kind of stuff as well. And so when those things going on, some women use the space as a means of employment. So they might be teaching out of that space, or they might be using the computers. We have free internet, computer use, and long distance within the center. So there's women who use it for that. They use it for education, for sharing skills. We also have a food shelf in there that we started doing over COVID. And that has actually been one of our really well-used resources over COVID. And that shelf is also can be used for anybody in the community. Like, the members know that if Joe Blow next door is needing some help, that she can take him some food as well. We definitely bridge some people between the food bank. So we're happy to be that link. I can call up and let them know what we need, and then they deliver the box directly to the center, and it has my name on it. Me or one of the other volunteers can deliver it, and also it could just be picked up, and nobody necessarily knows who it's for. They just know to grab the box with my name. Then we've got the stuff, the tutoring for children out of the center, art classes. So there's actually, we've got quite a bunch of stuff that we are looking forward to. We're applying to have a yoga instructor as well. So that basically what that means is for members, it would be free or by donation to access these resources.
So it sounds like a mix of not only skill building, but creative opportunities as well as health-oriented programming.
Empowerment. And some of those things like and the other one that we're working on is there's a female mechanic who teaches mechanics to women. And so we've also been trying to connect with her to bring her up so that she can teach some basic stuff that we could learn to do on our own cars.
Henk adds that the lack of available and affordable housing is a major concern.
One of the other things that I wanted to talk about is the housing crisis on Cortez Island. And that is absolutely our most major obstacle when it comes to keeping women and children safe, because there isn't anywhere for them to go. And even if the men wanted to leave, there's nowhere for them to go. So that does nothing but continue an unhealthy and unpredictable cycle. So we are pretty passionate about the work with housing on the island.
The Cortez Island Women's Resource Center is itself struggling to stay afloat.
We could really use help. Financially, things have gotten harder for us during COVID. At first, we were getting some COVID grants that kind of really helped us out. But we've definitely seen a fall in donations and support in that way. We're probably, I'd say, about 25% of the support that we had about a year ago financially. And I know that people are struggling more financially and those types of things. So our need for support and financial support is larger than it's ever been. Our hardest things and what has always been hardest is our core stuff, right? Like our rent with Manson's Hall is $500 a month. Our internet and our phone isn't, so great. Like our rent and wages are our biggest deal.
Henk says any size donation is welcome, and accessing the Canada Helps charitable donation site online is easiest.
That goes to the Campbell River and North Island Transition Society as our sister organization. All of our money goes through them. We borrow their charitable number, but we are completely responsible for bringing in our own finances. They don't support us with that. We don't have any regular federal or provincial funding for any of that. So if you do put the donation through them, it's just important that you mention that it's for Cortez, so it doesn't go into their main account.
Henk says the center sees steady use, with clientele varying from month to month. She believes the support and services provided are essential. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.